God calls for workers, March 3. Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. The Lord speaks to those who turn away their feet from, trampling on, the Sabbath. This is the Sabbath spoken of in the 31st chapter of Exodus, which God declares is a sign between him and his people. By keeping this day holy, we show to the world that we recognize God as the one who created the world in 6 days, and rested on the seventh. Earnestly and untiringly we are to bear the message given us, lest time shall pass and people be left unwarned. My heart aches almost to breaking as I see so much left undone that ought to be done. God's ambassadors are to maintain a living connection with him. They are to enlarge their borders and extend their labors. Their lives are to be made pure, holy, ready for the great day soon to come upon the world. When they are imbued with the Spirit of the Master, they will see all around them souls, perishing in sin, and they will make every effort to save those nigh, even in their own households, and those afar off. Earnest, consecrated effort for those who are out of the fold leaves no time for criticism or questioning. There must be no compromise with selfishness, for selfishness leads to idolatry. Minds that are in the darkness of ignorance in regard to the truth of the Word of God must be enlightened. A breach has been made in the law of God by the transgression of the fourth commandment. The Sabbath command is to be given its rightful position in the law of God, and by those who see and realize its importance, it is to be presented to the world. Those who work unitedly, who act faithfully their part in raising the foundation of many generations with patient, persevering effort, will be called repairers of the breach, restorers of paths to dwell in. There is no excuse for those who have the light of present truth, and yet fail to impart this light to others. God calls for workers. We have a great work to do in cooperating with him as his helping hand and helping voice. Satan is casting his hellish shadow across the pathway of every soul, seeking to eclipse the testing truth for these last days. We are to sound the message of warning to a guilty race. We are to present to men the binding claims of God's law, so that when Christ comes they will not be found in disloyalty, on the side of the apostate. We must now prepare the way of the Lord. We must make plain in the desert a highway for our God. Diary.